And good morning, good morning, good morning. And it's time now for one of our radio connections here on Community Connection with Chuck McCauley here, who's with us with the United Way of the Bartlesville region. And also Lisa Carey is joining us by phone. First of all, Chuck, hello to you.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
And Lisa, good morning to you. We got you by telephono here. How are you doing today?
Yeah. Good morning. Thanks for having us and for the ability to call in this crazy time of our world.
It is a crazy time, huh?
Yes. It's been very interesting. A lot of life lessons are being learned.
Indeed, they are. Now, Mr. McCauley's got an interesting title here today. What are we calling Mr. McCauley today?
Well, I am so honored to announce that Jennifer and Chuck McCauley are our campaign chairs for our Bartlesville Regional United Way campaign 2020. And I couldn't think of a better couple of people to represent what this community is all about and how they help our community and how they're interested in helping Bartlesville Regional United Way fundraise for those 14 partner agencies. So I'm extremely excited that they said yes when I asked them to be the campaign chairs this year.
And Chuck, how's the new title been working for you here?
it's been great. Jennifer and I were honored when Lisa and the United Way team asked us to be the campaign chairs this year. Obviously, it's a big part of the Bartlesville Regional United Way is a big part of our community and something that really makes it special. And, you know, Jennifer and I have been here now for getting on 20 years. And so, and Jennifer couldn't be here. She's an eighth grade teacher at Central. So mm-hmm. she's tied up today, but you know, we've seen firsthand the positive impact that it makes in our community. So we're just honored to be a part.
Now, well, we've got a little bit of room here to cover, and we've got plenty of room to do it in today. So let's first get started. Lisa, what do we have cooking here as far as something coming up here in the next week or two?
Oh, I'm super excited, Tom. You know, I'm a sports fan, and I've missed sports greatly. So next Friday is our kickoff event. And it's the second time that we were able to do our kickoff event at the Bartlesville High School football game. So that is September 4th. During halftime of the first Bruins home football game, we'll announce our goal out on the field with the help of the Bruin cheerleaders, and I confirmed the Bruin drum line. And we're going to have Chick-fil-A there, and the cow will be on the field. And we are also, they have generously donated coupons for the first 100 people to donate at the game. So we just love getting to collaborate with Bartlesville Public Schools for the second year in a row. And this year we also get to work with Chick-fil-A and the Bruin Brigade drumline to make our announcement even more exciting.
Well, that sounds great. You must know somebody at the school.
I have a couple of connections, so it helps that I have two high school kids, but no, I'm telling you, it's been nothing but welcoming when we've asked to collaborate with the Bartlesville Public School, because they do so much for our community. And Tom, you know that one of our mission statement is that we fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. So I'm a huge advocate for public education, and I love the work that Bartlesville Public Schools has done. You could see how Chuck's leadership has just been spread out through this COVID-19 pandemic, and very appreciative that they're willing to partner with us.
And I want to get to Chuck here real quick. Chuck, why is being the campaign chair for the Bartlesville Regional United Way important to you?
Well, sure. Well, we've been, like I said, Jennifer and I have been here for 20 years now, and we can see the direct impact that all of the 14 agencies have on our community. And we want to make sure that those are in the forefront, because agencies really survive on our community support, and our community has been very giving. So we make sure that we are getting the word out, you know, especially during these times. You know, we probably all are aware of different things that have, you know, all of our lives have been impacted during this pandemic time. But thinking about just the fundraising opportunities, you know, some of these that have gone on that haven't been able to continue, or maybe they've been in a modified version. So we want to make sure that we do have that on the forefront, because these agencies are really special to our community, and we look forward to supporting them the best that we can. And we're really excited about the kickoff event next Friday. Mm-hmm. That's something that we plan to, at least from the school's perspective, we're happy to do that. The first home game As long as the Bartlesville United Way wants to do that, think about it. That's in Bartlesville, that will be the largest crowd that you'll have. I mean, think about the first home football game. Mm-hmm. We're even going to have reduced seating this year because of the COVID, but we do anticipate, we're going to limit it to 3,000 people. Mm-hmm. But if you start thinking about, that's still the largest gathering that's going to be at one time. So we're excited to partner with United Way. We'll be having, folks that are interested in attending the game, they'll need to purchase their tickets. Thad Dilbeck will be sharing that, but they'll need to purchase those ahead of time, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evening. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to that kickoff event.
Well, we've got the Day of Caring coming up, and I want to go back to Lisa on that. This has changed just a little bit this year, but the spirit is still the same.
Absolutely, Tom. So this year, if your listeners aren't aware, we have an annual Day of Caring event that actually spreads out through several days of caring, and it's where the Bartlesville Regional United Way collaborates and coordinates some teams from our different companies around town that help any nonprofit. But this year, in light of COVID-19, we're doing things a little different. This year, participants are still encouraged to spend the day volunteering, but with social distance etiquette in mind. So, and another thing that's different this year is that we have partnered with the Bartlesville print shop. Sean and Chrissy do great stuff in our community, and we're selling our t-shirts this year just to try to generate some more funds. So those are available on sale through September 3rd through our Facebook page and our website using the Day of Caring tab on the right-hand side. So the t-shirts are a limited edition. I'm just going to say that because I'm hoping next year we will be back to being able to do more in-person activities. We've switched almost completely to virtual campaign coordination. So it's been a very interesting year, also with the cancellation of our huge golf tournament that would take place in just a few short weeks. We, due to COVID-19 and pandemic issues, we had to cancel that tournament.
Now, Chuck, as the campaign chair, things are being done differently, but as you've kind of been a leader in the way of doing things differently with the schools and everything, sure, and being very successful with it, I might add, you didn't know this when you got the job that COVID was going to hit, and, sure, so this really kind of falls in your alley a little bit about getting things done and how to use different methods of coordination and communication in order to reach the goal.
Yeah, that's right. I think that when you have challenges that come up, it's really important to learn from them. You can learn from and think differently about different opportunities that come up, not just look at things in a negative manner, because there's different things that there's always a learning experience that comes up from different challenges, and there are multiple ways to accomplish things. And oftentimes, we are all guilty of just continuing to do things the way we've always done them, which obviously we do that because they've been successful in a matter, but there's new ways to do things, and with technology and social media, there are multiple opportunities that people can get involved, and we're really excited about this year's campaign, and I know this will be a great year for us.
Well, one thing that I have to say about Bartlesville United Way is that you're solution-minded and goal-oriented, too, at the same time. And just to watch it work from the outside looking in, it's amazing. Lisa, Chuck, both of you, hats off, because this is a bit, I'm just going to say it, it's a bit of a daunting challenge, but I know you guys are going to do well. I know you're going to make it. That's the cool thing. And one thing that's cool about Bartlesville as a community, we find that our fellow citizens kind of cheer on everyone else for their success, and they pitch in for that success too quite well.
Yeah, that's right. I appreciate that. And so I wanted to mention, Tom, just to kind of, if I could, go through just a list of the partners, of the 14 agencies that the Bartlesville Region United Way are partners with, because just to remind people of some of these great organizations that are really just an integral part of just the day-to-day happenings in our community. Agape Mission, American Red Cross, the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville, and also NOWADA is supported by the United Way, the Cherokee Area Council Boy Scouts, Elder Care. I know you spent some time here with promoting all the opportunities that they have. The Family Health Care Clinic, Girl Scouts of Eastern Oklahoma, Mary Martha Outreach, the Richard Kane YMCA. What's really, I love every year, one of the things they do for the schools, they have a program, a Learn to Swim program for our second graders, and it's really just a life safety in water. And so they started with a couple of elementary schools in Bartlesville, and now they do all of our schools in Bartlesville, and also the area, some of our surrounding schools and private schools as well, which is really something that you may not think about, but it's really can change some kids' lives. Samaritan Counseling and Growth Center, as well as the Salvation Army and then the Westside Community Center. I know the Westside Community Center, they just have a great video out on their social media about a computer lab that's opened up to help families that parents maybe have chosen to keep their kids home during the pandemic that need some additional virtual support, and they have that in place at the Westside Community Center. So those are the 14 agencies that I just wanted to remind people that are supported through the Regional United Way.
And last year, donor dollars were able to help over 30,000 individuals across the counties. That is amazing. I want to get back to Day of Caring because I don't know if I got the T-shirts in on this, Lisa. You're selling some shirts.
Yes. So please, we've got a new marketing manager, Katie Zahn, and she has created this really cool T-shirt that we're selling. They're on sale right now. You can go to our website at bartlesvilleuw.org or on our Facebook page. It's Bartlesville Regional United Way or Instagram. And they're $20, and all of the proceeds will go towards our campaign goal I'm not going to share with you, but you should come to the football game next Friday and we'll tell you
yes.
how much that is needed for our community to help support those programs and those partner agencies that Chuck mentioned. So that's just one way that we thought we could generate some excitement. And, you know, United Way has three tenets. It's give, volunteer, and advocate. So volunteering is crucial to this community, and we had a lot of fantastic volunteers. And I agree with what you said, that Bartlesville is a unique community, and we gather around those who need our help, and this year we need it more than ever.
Indeed we do. And one of the things that you know, with the kickoff night, you got that beautiful scoreboard. Is that where we're going to see the video this year?
Yeah, we're excited to be able to do that during Friday night. You know, we play Claremore next Friday. It's a 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff, and we'll be doing that at halftime. And so, yeah, we'll great opportunity for folks to see we have a new press box, obviously, like you were referring to, and be able to show the video on the scoreboard. And so, it's going to be a fun night, and really encourage everyone to come out. It is an outdoor event, and encourage them to get their ticket ahead of time and come prepared. You know, we're going to ask everyone to have a face covering and be social distance, but, you know, we have plenty of space to do that at Bartlesville High School, and it's going to be a great time.
And, you know, if you ever need to contact the Bartlesville Regional United Way, you can give them a call at 918-336-1044. And their offices, they haven't changed. They're still at 415 East Silas, last time I checked, Lisa. But you're all over the place on the web, Instagram. Where are you? I mean, you're all over.
That is correct. We are, you know, we have increased our social media because that's how a lot of people are getting some information. But we are on Facebook and Instagram. And if anyone ever needs to stop by and talk and touch base with us, I'll be sure and give them a T-shirt. I'm still passing out those T-shirts, Tom.
All righty. Chuck McCauley, there's some closing words here as the chairman as we move forward here with the campaign kickoff.
I appreciate that. I just encourage everyone to participate. If they can't come out and sit to the game next Friday, we'll also be streaming it. They can watch it if those are going to stay home. And we really encourage everyone to be diligent about staying committed to these partner agencies in the Regional United Way, because it's really making a difference in our community. And even though during these trying times, just to realize that we need to be supportive of one another and support our community.
Chuck McCauley, thank you. Lisa Carey, thank you very much. Look forward to talking with all of you here as we move forward into the campaign season.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
And live united and go Bruins.
Live united and go Bruins, indeed. Well, take care, everyone, and thank you for being on our community connection right here.